and it's Angel Avilés McClinton checking in at angelawakened.com. And today I'm going to talk to you briefly about something that I'm passionate about. Now, I know that I say that about everything, but I am most passionate about body, mind, and spirit health. Body, mind, and spirit health for me is what it's all about. This is what it boils down to, is just being as healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually as you can be, so that you can enjoy living your life. And you can enjoy living your life and you can be overflowing to the point where you can help other people enjoy living their lives, whether it's your kids, whether it's the people you work with, whether it's your clients, whoever it is in your life that you're serving, the people that you pass on the street, the people that you pay rent to, the people that you get rent from, wherever it is that you are in contact with people, that you are overflowing because you are in such great physical, mental, and spiritual condition. That being said, I want to talk about this article that was written in the New York Times a couple of days ago. It was on the war against poverty. The war against poverty, even the thought of that is something that's insane. The wording is insane. But the article basically goes on to raise consciousness in how we look at poverty and how we are defining poverty as a society. Now, a lot of times in the Law of Attraction, they talk about not using the antithesis of something. So not saying we're going to go to war against poverty, but that you are going to, let's say, redefine what poverty is. And that's one of the things that I really liked about this article. In the article, they actually use Michael Harrington's definition of poverty. And Michael Harrington wrote a book in the 1960s that was earth-shattering to the leaders of the time, including John F. Kennedy. And he had this to say about poverty. Poverty is more than lacking minimum standards of healthcare, housing, food, and education. Poverty, he wrote, should be defined psychologically in terms of those whose place in the society is such that they are internal exiles who almost inevitably develop attitudes of defeat and pessimism, and who are therefore excluded from taking advantage of new opportunities. And so when I say to you, are you poor? You might say no, but I would challenge you to look at the conditions in your life and to evaluate if in any way you miss out on opportunities. And if that's the case, are you in fact affected by a poverty mindset? See, we can't even begin to tackle some of these larger problems in our community or in the communities next to us or in the communities of the country or the world if we're not willing to overcome our own limitations, our own poverty mindset. So if you are missing opportunities to take care of your body, are you physically in the poverty mindset? If you miss opportunities to take advantage of the things that you could be making money at, and I mean, this could be anything. There are people making money doing what they love every day. I promise you, I see it every day. I work with clients every day who are doing this. If you are not taking the opportunity to stimulate your mind, to be educated, to go after ways to expand your consciousness, if you're not taking advantage of ways to get centered, to get spiritually centered and connected. Now, I'm not talking about religion, because an atheist can be spiritually connected. Then are you, if you're not taking advantage, are you, in fact, experiencing a poverty mindset? I'm all about breaking that mindset. I'm all about expanding and busting past the poverty mindset for ourselves first as individuals and then for our communities. So, that being said, let's make sure that we're not living in a poverty mindset and that we are, in fact, doing our best to contribute to an abundance mindset, to a happiness mindset. Peace and blessings, friends.